4, and let's come down to verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us pray. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee this morning, we thank Thee, Lord, for this great number that's come out to be with us. And dear Lord, we just pray that You bless each one that's made their way out, bless each family that's represented. Lord, we ask. And Father, we come before You this morning. We ask Thy blessings on Brother Mikey as he's preaching down in Barbersville this hour. Father, we're again thankful that Brother Wayne had some improvement yesterday, and Lord, we just ask that You continue to bless him, and Lord, that You might be pleased to enable him to have clarity of thought and clarity of mind, Lord, once more. And Father, we pray also for the Daniels family. Lord, we ask that You bless them and comfort them as only Thou can through this time of grief. And Lord, as we look into this passage of Scripture, Father, I pray that You would stir our hearts and cause us, Lord, to realize that the battle is not ours, but Yours. And dear Lord, that the Scriptures has already promised a victory, that You will not be defeated. You cannot be defeated. And as long as we're in You, as long as we're fighting Your fight, Father, we will ultimately be victorious as well. And Father, I just pray now that if there's somebody here this morning that's lost, that this be the time that You speak to their hearts and draw them unto Yourself. And dear Lord, what You do, we'll thank You and praise You for these things we do ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We began last time by looking at the things that would cause us to lose heart. Primarily, that's where we spend most of our time. And it's a familiar struggle that we go through. We're fighting with ourselves. The inner person, the inner man that Paul refers to here. And how that this inner man is perishing. He's dying day by day. This is something that is not too difficult to see. When you look around and you find out the things that you used to do, you can no longer do. This body is dying. It's wearing out a little bit more day by day. Even if we don't like to think about it, but it is. It's just an after course of time. We also know that we have to fight against our nature, our fallen nature, that is something that gives us a lot of trouble, causes us to do things that we normally wouldn't. Well, fact is, like Paul said, we don't want to do it. But Paul said that which he would not do, that was what he did. And what he would do was what he didn't do. And beloved, I think we're all find ourselves in that same predicament. You know, how many times have you found yourself doing something and after it's over with, you say, why in the world did I do that? What was I thinking? What made me do that? Well, your own fallen nature is what made you do it. And that's the thing that we fight and have to go against all the time. And we also saw that it's the fallen nature of those people around us. There's no shortage of people that will tell us that we're going to fail, tell us that we're not going to amount to nothing, tell us that we don't have anything going for us, tell us that we just as well give up because ultimately we're just going to make a mess of things anyhow. And there are those people that thrive on that. They thrive on causing problems. They thrive on making people miserable. But beloved, we can't lose heart. We will rise above them as long as we're in Christ. Now, they can say what they will. They can say what they want. But it's not going to alter the fact that we belong to Him and that we're going to be with glory one day. Now, as we continue this thought looking at us, the fact that we go against the things we're fighting, are those around us and ourselves, is our experience too. Every person in this room has done this, has dealt with that, and does do it on a regular basis. I wish I could tell you wouldn't. I wish I could tell you the battle that you fight today will be the last battle you have to fight this week, but it's on too soon to think that way, because we'll have battles tomorrow, we'll have battles the day after that, the day after that, the day after that. And the world runs that way. I wish it didn't many times, but it does. It's so easy for us to lose heart when life and people turn against us. That's the easiest thing to do is just quit and give up. You remember swimming in a river? It's been so long since I've swam in a river, I don't know if I can even do it. But you know, if you're going with the current, buddy, you can swim up a storm and think, man, look how fast I'm swimming. But when you turn around and go back against the current, it's an altogether different thing. You're fighting against the current, and you find that you don't progress very quickly, and sometimes, depending on the current, it may not progress at all. It may be stronger than you are a swimmer. Beloved, life works that way too. We cannot face it on our own. We cannot do battle on our own because the fights that we're in, the battles that we face, the things that we're up against are stronger than we are. We must rely on the Lord. We must rely on His help. We must rely on His strength. We must pray to that end each and every day. Lord, help me for today. Help me with what I'm going to face today. The best thing that you can do every morning before your feet hit the floor is ask God to help you through that particular day. Don't worry about the next day. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But Lord, get me through today. Help me through the day. Give me strength through the day and so forth. Now, we don't have to lose heart. We do not have to be defeated. We do not have to become a statistic. There's no reason for us to become one of those people that they say used to walk with the Lord. There's no reason for any of us to become one of those people that used to go to church. Beloved, this is something that we should be able to do and are able to do through the power and might of God Almighty. That we can serve Him and do the things that we want to do and need to do. You don't have to be one of those who used to be faithful. And we've got to remember the one thing that God requires of all of His children is that we're to be faithful. Right? It's required of a steward that they be faithful. God expects us to be faithful. God demands us to be faithful. And God empowers us to be faithful. It's not a question. It's something that God enables us to do. We use this example so many times, but it fits. It's like when our son was growing up, we never asked him if he wanted to go to church. Not one time in his life was he ever asked if he wanted to go to church. He automatically knew when it was time. He went and got ready, and we went as a family. And I think it's important that there are certain things that isn't up for discussion. Your faithfulness is one of them. When the time comes, you get ready to go. It becomes mechanical with you as far as the getting ready. You don't wonder about it anymore. You must never reach the place where you don't lose heart. And you can reach that place. You can reach a place where you can press on in spite of what presses you down and gets you down. You can also echo the incredible statement of the Apostle Paul when he says, "For which cause we faint not. We don't get discouraged. We don't give up. We faint not. But though our outward man perisheth. We talked about that at some length last week. The third point we wanted to look at is a wonderful secret that Paul has in verses 17 through 18. Now what do we need? We need to come to the exact same place that Paul came to in his life. We need to come to the place where though our outward man perish, we faint not. We keep going on. We keep plugging on regardless of what's going on with the outward person. We want to come to the place where even though we're attacked from without and from within by a fallen nature and a fallen world, we don't lose heart. We keep going. The world, one way to look at it is if you were going through your life, you never had any problems, if the devil never fought you, if the devil never brought anything against you, then, my friend, the devil has you. He doesn't fight against you when he's got a hold of you. But boy, when we serve the Lord, then it's when we got some fights on our hands. And God, I've said this several times, I'll say it several times more, God will enable us to win. Victory is ours through Christ. Not in ourselves, but through Him. We need to come to a place where we do not lose heart regardless of what's going on around us every single day. Why? How can we do that? Beloved, in spite of everything that's going on around us, and there's a multitude of things with all of us, but regardless of what's going on around us, we are given fresh strength every day. Every day, He's giving us fresh strength. Paul reminds us that while the outward person is perishing, but the inward person is renewed day by day. What a blessing it is to know that we are renewed day by day. Just as sure as the sun rises tomorrow, we'll be given new strength and fresh strength in the morning. What a blessed fact that is. The natural person, which includes the body and the mind, is dying every day. That's just a natural fact. You can't change it. You can't alter it. Every day, the mind and the body is assaulted by the effects of sin and sinners all around us. You go to work, and it seems like every person you hear, every person around, is more filthy talking than the next one you're around. The subjects they talk about are disgusting. The things they bring up and they take great joy in talking about are things that bring your spirit down. Things that bring your soul down because it's against God and it's sinful. The things that they want to relish their lives in are things that you try to avoid at all costs. Those are the things that drag you down. Those are the kinds of things that bring you down. You go to work and you give it your best effort. You think you've got it down right. You think you've got it down pat. And you submit it to your supervisor and all the supervisor does is tear it apart. That will wear you down. That will get you down. You can't seem to please anybody, let alone yourself. Beloved, don't lose heart. God gives you fresh strength every day. He'll give you the strength that you need to get through that particular time, whatever it is that you're up against. The things that we hear, feel, and experience all work against us to cause us to lose heart. That is their purpose. That's what they do at best. The outward person is continually being destroyed right before our eyes. And that's the truth we all can relate to. It changes quite a bit. I remember, I may have said this last week, I don't remember, that's another thing that happens, you get older, you don't remember the things like you used to. But when I got my license renewed, you know how they take your picture? My wife, my helpmeet, my loving companion, looked at me and said, who was that white-haired old man that got another guy's picture taken when he's supposed to have got yours? Thanks. But that's all a process of time, isn't it? It's just the way it goes. We talk about being renewed, it means to renovate, to be able to get new strength and new vigor for the thing that we're up against. What's being done? Well, every day, the inner person is given new strength to face the trial of that day. Jesus said it this way, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Boy, is that ever true. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Your things that you're going to face and have to deal with today is going to be enough for one day. While every day brings with it its unique problems, every day also comes with its own measure of grace from the hands of the Father in heaven, the God who loves us supremely, the God who gave His Son on Calvary to die that we might have life. What a blessing it is to know that He cares for us enough spiritually. Now, we know that He provides what we need physically, right? He provides us with food and raiment and shelter. But, beloved, beyond that, He loves us enough spiritually to give us those things that we need, those things that we must have, those things that we must cling to get through each and every day. While every day brings with it these problems, but, beloved, we can get through. Here's another promise from God. Lamentations chapter 3. Verses 21 through 26. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. For it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. To the soul that seeketh Him, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The latter part of verse 25 of Deuteronomy chapter 33, the scripture says, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. That's pretty definite. Just as your days are, so too will your strength be. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the first part of verse 9, and it says to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now this is when Paul was asking God to remove the thorn in his side. My grace is sufficient. That promise was made to Paul. That promise is made to you. If you know the Lord and you're walking with Him, His grace is sufficient for what you're up against. Even if that involves sitting down on these nests. His grace is sufficient. Gives you strength to get up, out, and move pretty quick, doesn't it? But beloved, we tend to lean on ourselves. We tend to lean on those around us who are trying to tell us how to do all these things, who are trying to help us become something that we really shouldn't have a desire to become. Because all of the things that you read of helping to telling us to become better or to help us are for the purpose of making us stronger and better in the flesh. And this flesh is perishing. There's no point in trying to fix it up any better than it is. The inner person is renewed every day, but we need to understand that this is not a one-time drink that guarantees us daily strength and renewal. What we're talking about here is it's not that you take it today and you're going to have all that you need for this week. It's like the manna. Remember, God provided manna when they were in the wilderness and how that they could go and collect all that they could eat for that particular day. They couldn't keep it. If they kept it over, bread, worms, and stank, the Bible said. The only day that they could get it over was on Friday, so they'd have a portion to eat on the Sabbath day. But that which was needed was provided fresh and new every day. The same thing is true with what God does for us. It's provided for us fresh and new every day. We can't gobble it up and expect to get by all that time without it. The Lord is offering us a fountain from which we can drink every single day. Drinking from the fountain He offers promises us that the inner person will be renewed, renovated, and refreshed day by day, even while the outer person grows weaker and weaker and weaker. The spiritual self of you is growing good, stronger in the Lord every day. That's why you can see somebody that's been saved for a while, and you talk to them, and it doesn't take very long to tell that they've been with the Lord for a while. Their faith is strong. Their testimony is strong. Their love of God is strong. What they tell you about how God can work for you is strong. And that only comes with time. And that time comes from walking with the Lord daily and being renovated and refreshed each and every day. What this shows us, beloved, each day, as we know, has its trouble. We saw Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, sufficient in the day is evil thereof. Therefore, because of that, beloved, each day demands its own supply of grace. Every day. You can't hold it over, but every day has its own amount. The car of your life, if you will, was not meant to run on yesterday's gas. You gotta fill up that tank every day. Put fresh in to get it going. Your spiritual metabolism cannot survive on yesterday's meals. You have to get a fresh supply and strengthen it every day. Now granted, I probably eat enough yesterday that I shouldn't have to eat today. But I'm going to. You can't get, you tune the car. You can't get enough just from one meal to do you indefinitely. The scripture doesn't, or the body doesn't work that way. The spiritual dosage that brought healing to your heart yesterday will not help your symptoms today. You need to freshen out. You need a fresh dose for the ailments of a fresh day. Simply put, our bucket, if you will, leaks. The best we have, it leaks. It won't hold enough to get us through but one day. You are brought up from the well yesterday, or what you brought up from the well yesterday will not be enough sufficient for the trials that you'll be called on to face today. There is no spiritual fuel. I don't care what it is. There's no spiritual fuel that's designed to run your spiritual car for 10 years. It doesn't work. No single spiritual meal will power your life for months at a time. Beloved, that's why you cannot attend church once every 2 or 3 months and gain any ground. You need to be in the Lord's house every opportunity you have, whatever those opportunities are. And I realize there's work and there's travel and there's things involved with that. I understand that completely. But when you can, you need to be in the Lord's house to hear His word proclaimed. No spiritual inoculation will cure your ailments of a new day. None whatsoever. And one of the lessons, I guess you could say, of getting a little older, is I still remember going to the armory and getting those smallpox things they gave us. Anybody here remember? Now, don't look at me like that. Some of you here are older than I am. You remember what I'm talking about? Where you go and get those, line up and get the shots for the things that they had, that they finally come up with a cure for. And I'm thankful for that. But beloved, the inoculations that we get spiritually, we need to keep getting them. They are that which strengthens us for each day. But that's all. Why do you think God did that? Why do you think it's done that way? I think probably more than anything else, it takes the thought or the idea that we have to rely on God. That we can't rely on self. We have to rely on Him. Rely on Him to help us and get us through what we're facing. As we look around us, there's absolutely no wonder so many people lose heart. There's no wonder so many people give up and quit every day. They make no investment in renewing the inner person day by day. So therefore, when the troubles and trials come, they have no strength to draw from. They have no strength to go to. And as a result, they just give up. And it makes sense. It's easy to make sense. They feed their bodies, which are perishing. They put gas in their cars and keep the oil changed. And those cars are perishing day by day. You know, it's not long before we start finding a little surface rust here and a little surface rust there. And, you know, you find out how much your vehicle is worth after you've had it a little while. It kind of shakes you up a little bit. We go to the doctor, take medicines, and take care of our bodies, which are perishing. And I'm not against going to the doctor. I'm not against doing things to care for yourself. I'm not against any of those things. But the point I'm making is these bodies are still perishing regardless of what you do. Yet, we make no provision whatsoever for the inner person who must be renewed day by day. That's how you get to where you don't lose heart. You make the provision for yourself. This is why we don't lose heart. We lose heart because we focus our attention on everything but the one thing that matters most in our lives. And that's God Himself and what He gives for us. We take no thought for our relationship with God and for the renewing of the inner person day by day. A fact that we cannot afford to lose sight of. Nothing we face in this life will last forever. Aren't you glad that's true? It's not going to last forever. You know, we carefully Notice carefully the language that Paul uses here. He says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Our light affliction, which is just for a moment, but for a moment. He says, well, let's examine that for a moment, because that's not how it feels when the trials come, is it? It don't feel like it's a light affliction. It don't feel like it's here for just a brief period of time when we're going through it and having to fight it. The word affliction refers to tribulation, troubles, and pressure. The word light means what you thought it would. It means easy. So here Paul says that the pressure he is under is easy. It's not terrible. Now, before somebody jumps on this one, that's not how Paul described his troubles earlier in this book. Here's what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our troubles which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. In the verse here that we just read, Paul tells us that his troubles were more than he could handle. They were more than he could bear. He says that they pushed him beyond his natural bounds. Now he comes back and tells us they're light. How could you do that? How could you look at them one way and talk about it the other? And he's not talking out of both sides of his mouth. They, as you look at them in light of everything that comes back, they are easy once you get past them. Do you ever hear the saying, I used to hear it down south a lot, something was just a storm in a teacup? Do you ever hear that? In that little teacup, it may be pretty big, but that's all it is. It's a little small area. It's a little thing you have to worry about. They're merely here for a moment. And a moment means for an instant. Paul is saying here that the problems that seem so heavy right now, the troubles that seem as if they'll never end, the burdens we think that will break us under their weight are really just waiting for the moment. He tells us that compared to the eternal weight of glory that we will experience one day when we arrive home in heaven, everything we face here is light and easy. It just doesn't compare to what we have coming to us. Romans chapter 8 verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So absolutely nothing we face in life, nothing, is worthy to be compared with the glory that we will experience there. I'm not minimizing what you may be going through today. I'm not trying to poke holes in it. What I am trying to get us to see is regardless of what we're facing, it doesn't compare to the glory of heaven, which is for us, and where we'll go one day when this life is over. Our problem is that we just don't believe it. We don't believe that fact. We believe what we can see. We believe what we can feel. We believe is the pressure that we feel, which we never think is easy. Folks, that's talking about walking by sight, not by faith. And you'll never please God walking by sight. We must always walk and keep our feet in the path of faith. We'll feel pain here for a short time, but we'll experience His glory forever on the other side. My time is just about gone, and I'm not done. But I will pass. I'm not hold drag this on. Well, let me look at this one here. Let's think for a moment how that God leaves us here for a time, and when our time is up, that He takes us home. You know, we need to understand that nothing happens here in life that is meaningless. It's meaningful to God, and therefore it's meaningful for us. Consider for a moment the life of John the Baptist. John was a fearless preacher. He said the truth. He didn't care what people thought or who it angered. One day, he dared to tell King Herod that he had sinned against God by taking his brother's wife for himself. Herod had John cast in the prison. He didn't like that very much. He didn't like hearing that. So he had him thrown in prison. There he languished for a long time. Then one night, Herod had a party. And at this party, at this gathering, the teenage or young daughter of his wife was called to dance before the men assembled at the feast. Drunken men, lustful men, men who were evil in all that was about them. And she came and danced before them a very arousing dance. Herod was so moved that he offered to give her anything she wanted, up to half of his kingdom. She goes and counsels with her mother, who told her to ask for the head of John the Baptist on a platter, because she despised John, because John kind of called her sin. She goes back and tells the king her request. Now, it made him sad to do it, because Herod actually liked John in spite of everything that we know. You find this in Mark chapter 6 and verse 20. But the same face with the crowd, he consented to her request and had John beheaded. Think about this. The greatest man living in the world at that time, according to Jesus. And Jesus said that there was none greater born of woman than what John was. The greatest man alive was brought down to death because of the act of a depraved woman or depraved twins. From our perspective, the death of John the Baptist may look to be meaningless. But from God's perspective, the act had eternal significance in John's life. John's work was finished. His ministry was done. God took him home to be with him. Beloved, when we get to the end of life's way, we need to understand that death is not the victor. We finished our work. We finished our labor. And we're going home to be with him. To receive our eternal reward and to praise God eternally for everything that we have. Beloved, you need to understand that everything that we struggle with is not meaningless. It has a purpose. And that purpose, more often than not, is for us to be stronger and to be more in tune with God and to be able to help others. Finally, beloved, whatever comes our way, whatever may hit you today, or hit you this afternoon or tomorrow, whatever you may face in this life, whatever you do, don't lose heart. Keep faith in God. Keep your dependence in Him. Walk with Him. Renew yourself daily by Him. And whatever you're called to face, God will get you through it. Let's pray. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come before Thee now. Lord, we come thanking Thee for Thy goodness and mercy to us each and every day. We thank Thee, our Father, that You have provided a way whereby that we can get our strength renewed in that daily by coming to You. Lord, not being prideful, not being arrogant, but Lord, coming and opening ourselves up to You, coming to that fountain that You've opened for us and enabling us, Father, to drink from that precious fountain. Lord, I pray that if there's anybody here this morning that's lost, that this be a time that You speak to their hearts and draw them unto Yourself. Dear God, I pray if there's somebody here that the burdens of life is becoming overpowering to them, the burdens of life are about to break them down. Dear Lord, I pray this is time.